title, ChatGPT vs Google Bard, how they stack up against each other. Body content: everyone has witnessed the hype around AI in recent years. And frequently, Google has been at the forefront of this hype. However, things changed when OpenAI stole the spotlight with ChatGPT. To counter the popularity of ChatGPT and regain its dominance, Google launched Bard in March 2023, fueling the topic of ChatGPT vs Google Bard. Since the launch of Bard, many experts have named it the superior AI chatbot, while others suggested that ChatGPT still has the upper hand. So, which one should you use? To bring some clarity to this argument, we present to you a comprehensive comparison between ChatGPT and Google Bard. Let's dive in. ChatGPT vs Google Bard, a comprehensive comparison. Essentially, both ChatGPT and Google Bard use natural language processing to generate human-like responses. However, both of these AI language models have some key differences, including the ones below. 1. What powers them? Google Bard AI utilizes Google's language model LaMDA for dialogue applications. It offers responses based on real-time, current research pulled from scouring the internet. On the flip side, ChatGPT uses its own generative pre-training transformer to answer your questions. While ChatGPT predecessors got their training from an array of text sourced from the internet, like articles and books, Bard uses training from Infinize. Infinize scours the web to generate real-time, relevant and up-to-date answers. The problem with ChatGPT is that its sources end in 2021, limiting its knowledge about current events. 2. Bard vs ChatGPT 4. Pricing: ChatGPT has free and paid versions, while Bard is free to whoever can access it. The paid versions of ChatGPT offer access to the AI language models during peak hours, faster replies, priority access and other features. 3. GPT is for text functions, LaMDA is for dialogue. To understand ChatGPT vs Google Bard, it's essential to comprehend their core structure. The transformer architecture used to build the chatbots is the same but different. OpenAI designed GPT-3 and GPT-4 to understand and generate texts for multiple purposes. LaMDA, which fuels Google Bard, has a unique design that enables it to have more open-ended and natural conversations. LaMDA tries to grasp the undertone or intent behind the user's question and the context nuances. As a result, its answers are more human-like and ultra-authentic. It even claims to have feelings. On the other hand, ChatGPT's answers can be more robotic and generic. It's more capable of summarizing texts, powering other AI tools like Copy.ai or Jasper, completing natural language tasks, generating texts based on statistics and translating texts. 4. ChatGPT can write a large amount of text, but Bard can draw from the web. Due to its ability to pull information in real time, Bard can answer all your questions. It gives Bard an upper hand over ChatGPT's general knowledge limited to 2021. So, you can use Google Bard to get more accurate, up-to-date data regarding research and current events. However, Bard obtains its information from anything and everything from the web, including Wikipedia. Hence, it can be inaccurate at times. Alternatively, ChatGPT is ideal for writing and generating blog ideas and emails. Yet, it also has limitations. The content generated by ChatGPT can often be vague. 5. User experience: Google Bard vs ChatGPT. Next on ChatGPT vs Google Bard is user experience. Both conversational AIs are straightforward to use. However, Google Bard gets more points here. It offers voice prompts that you can use via your microphone. There's also a Google It button to take your research beyond Bard. Furthermore, it generates and displays multiple responses side by side for comparison. In comparison, ChatGPT is more straightforward and requires users to put more effort into checking all the responses. 6. Bard will enhance the use of Google Search. ChatGPT will partner with Bing. There's no doubt that Google Bard has an incredible ability to synthesize data into an easy-to-understand format. And it will eventually change how people search for information or use search engines. There's also a possibility that Google will integrate Bard into Google Search. On the other hand, Microsoft has already integrated parts of OpenAI's tweaked GPT-4 into Bing. However, it still needs a lot of polishing. ChatGPT vs Google Bard, which one's better? While it's easy to pitch these two against each other, it's essential to remember that experts designed them to be different. ChatGPT is ideal for text functions and coding, while Google Bard is perfect for research. Google Bard can draw information from the internet and give real-time answers, while ChatGPT can dramatically improve your content marketing. You can rely on Bard for information on current events and ChatGPT for more detailed data on topics. Wrapping up, ChatGPT vs Google Bard, which one do you prefer? Hopefully, the above points have given you some idea of the differences between these two chatbots. It's essential to note that both of these tools have a long way to go. Hence, it's best to leave it on time to prove which is better.